We're here because we're launching a new report called Sport for Nature, setting a baseline that's looking at what sport's currently doing with nature and what more it can do.
The United Nations has identified that climate change, pollution, and nature and biodiversity loss are triple planetary crises. They really do go together. But at the heart of all of them really is nature and the natural environment in which we live. And sport very much exists in that natural environment, right? Athletes are on the front lines experiencing the changes in our environment as we move towards a climate-changed world. And so as we think about what sports can do to reduce our footprint and take better care of the environment, we're hoping and inviting them with this report to think also about how can we increase biodiversity and act against nature loss in that process.
Sport can reach people like no other medium can. Everyone loves what they watch on a Saturday afternoon, but also play a lot of sport. And if we can work with sport to change the way that they invest in the playing field, which is often nature, then we think that can make a massive difference for people.
The UN, for example, has a 30 for 30 pledge or commitment, which is 30% more biodiversity by 2030. And I think sport can do that. You know, if you look at grounds like we're at Lord's today, there's a lot of places where they could add nature here.
And hopefully we'll look back on this in years, weeks, months at time to say, actually, the MCC and Lord's gave us not just an opportunity to have a conversation, but to begin a new relationship with how we think about nature. So I think today is a kickoff, but I hope that in, say, 2, 3, 4 years' time, sport will be doing things very differently with nature than it's doing today.
From an academic standpoint, Loughborough has been engaged in the sport conversation for a long time. We've had academics leading in this space, and it's really cool to see different elements of the Loughborough campus coming together on the agenda, right? We have geographers on this, we have climatologists on this, we have engineers on this, and then I'm a sport ecologist, so it's just really a cool ecosystem of researchers as well that get to come together on something as fun as sport and try to change the world.